It's the second Sunday in Lent, or of Lent, if you're following the Novus Ordo calendar. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Our Roman station today is Santa Maria in Domnica, also called Alla Navicella, like little boat, because right in front of the church is an ancient marble boat that was put there, I think, by Urban VIII. The title In Domnica likely derives from Dominicum, which is a house of the Lord. This is an ancient diaconal title. The titles were the ancient parishes of Rome. This one was assigned to a deacon. It has its origins in a house church, maybe that of St. Chiriaca, a Roman maiden who was a helper of St. Lawrence the Deacon, who is so venerated in Rome. It's possible this is one of the sites where Lawrence did a lot of his work for the poor. The present church was built in the time of Pope Paschal, who died in 824. Inside you see Greek mosaics from that time, and Paschal is depicted in the mosaic as a tiny figure kneeling at Mary's feet, kissing her slipper. Paschal was still alive when the mosaics were made, and so he is shown with that characteristic little square blue halo. From Pope Benedict's message for Lent of 2013, that disappointing year. The entire Christian life is a response to God's love. The first response is precisely faith, as the acceptance, filled with wonder and gratitude, of the unprecedented divine initiative that precedes us and summons us. And the yes of faith marks the beginning of a radiant story of friendship with the Lord, which fills and gives full meaning to our whole life. But it is not enough for God that we simply accept his gratuitous love. Not only does he love us, but he wants us to draw us to himself, to transform us in such a profound way as to bring us to say with St. Paul, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." When we make room for the love of God, then we become like him, sharing in his own charity. If we open ourselves to his love, we allow him to live in us and to bring us to love with him, in him, and like him. Only then does our faith become truly active through love. Only then does he abide in us. Faith is knowing the truth and adhering to it. Charity is walking in the truth. Through faith, we enter into friendship with the Lord. Through charity, this friendship is lived and cultivated. Faith causes us to embrace the commandment of our Lord and Master. Charity gives us the happiness of putting it into practice. In faith, we are begotten as children of God. Charity causes us to persevere concretely in our divine sonship, bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Faith enables us to recognize the gifts that the good and generous God has entrusted to us. Charity makes them fruitful. In light of the above, it is clear that we can never separate, let alone oppose, faith and charity. These two theological virtues are intimately linked, and it is misleading to posit a contrast or dialectic between them. On the one hand, it would be too one-sided to place a strong emphasis on the priority and decisiveness of faith, and to undervalue and almost despise concrete works of charity, reducing them to a vague humanitarianism. On the other hand, though, it is equally unhelpful to overstate the primacy of charity and the activity it generates, as if works could take the place of faith. For a healthy spiritual life, it is necessary to avoid both fideism and moral activism. The Christian life consists in continuously scaling the mountain to meet God and then coming back down, bearing the love and strength drawn from him, so as to serve our brothers and sisters with God's own love. Well, that last little bit was appropriate for the second Sunday in Lent, because we have the Gospel of the Transfiguration.